Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, just walk in. Just straight ahead of you, mate. Just walk in.
Yeah, you got me. Don't let me go.
It's fine. Sure. Don't worry.
Just walk in.
Keep the blindfold on. Don't touch the blindfold. No, just fine. Okay, I'm just going through a doorway. Okay.
Okay. Hold my hand.
Just walk forward.
Oh, okay. That's warm.
All right, and just stop for a second. I'm just gonna get this door. Yeah. Okay.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're ready.
I'm so excited about this. This is gonna be the best party ever.
Okay. Right. You ready?
Is everyone gonna be there? Okay. Yeah.
Well, don't ask questions.
Okay.
You ready? I'll take the blindfold off. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just where is everyone? We're just in a room.
That's right, we're in a room. Just you and me.
Well, this is our
happy anniversary.
This is our first anniversary pie. Why are
we just in a room? Yep, it's been a year since our first episode.
Is anyone gonna come in?
No, that's the point.
Can I pop to the loo quickly?
No one can get in.
Can I pop to the loo?
No.
Why not?
We can't get out.
What?
We gotta get all the clues.
What?
We can't get out because it's like...
What do you mean we can't get out?
We've got to escape the room.
But I need to be able to get out of this room.
Yes. But we have to try and like solve all the things and then we can get out. And it's like fun, you know?
So I can't just leave when I want to leave?
No. Listen, stop. Andy, calm down.
But I need to.
Calm down. No, listen. Andy, stop. That's it. Breathe. Okay, breathe. Breathe into the... stop. Breathe into the blindfold. Breathe through the cloth. Okay, that's good.
I'm dizzy.
Very annoying to listen to. Okay, just hold on.
Well, where you've
sit
locked
this,
me in a room.
Just sit on this chair.
Okay.
Oh, it's got three legs. Watch out. Is that a clue? I don't know. Is that a clue for something?
It's a clue for what to get out.
To get out, yeah. Stop, just calm down. Andy, look, I've paid for this experience, okay?
No,
it's meant to be a team building exercise. Stop making weird noises.
Why can't we go to the festival again like we did last time, Tim?
Because we did it last time.
Oh, God.
I just thought we'd turn it down.
What if we never get out?
Hold on, let me explain. I just thought for our 1 year episode, it'd just be you and me. I'd just bring it back to basics. Craig's not here. Craig's not even here.
But you could have bashed the door down.
Well, no, the door's heavily bolted.
You could have shouted at it until it fell over.
It's very loud, I know. But it's bolted shut. We can't get out. We have to solve all the riddles and the clues and all the little tricks and traps and flips and flaps and diddles and squits. And then we get the combination for the padlock on the door, put that in, unlock it, out we go, and we get our money's worth. And it's fine. And we've built
a good bond. I can't do all of that myself.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, but you're thick as shit, Tim.
Yeah, but I can... We're never going to get out. Listen, that is the wrong attitude. Look, we've got 55 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
Definitely going to need a piss in that time.
Well, this vessel was in this room, I'm sure. Look at that vase. What's the vase got a picture of it on, though?
Is that a clue or is it a toilet?
It's the Mona Lisa. So is that a clue on the vase? What does that mean? Oh, I don't know. Work it out. Okay, look.
She's following me around the room, which means I'm never going to forget that I need a piss.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
You think that's a clue?
Tim, why can't we just have a party again? Can we just leave? Can we just scream until they let us out?
That's not going to work.
Why not?
Because that's the whole purpose, is you want to get out. That's why we have to solve everything. Listen, okay. Let's just work together.
Okay.
take a look around the room.
Yeah.
Find things that look out of place. Different. Look, the guy's giving me this walkie-talkie, okay?
Walkie-talkie!
Yeah. Oh. If we really are stuck at any point, we can just buzz through him.
We'll buzz him now.
No, we haven't tried anything yet.
Why do we need to... What are you hoping will come out of this?
Where's the
me
team?
Pissing my pants.
I didn't know you needed a piss, mate. I gave you that empty bottle in the car.
I'm claustrophobic.
Listen.
I gave you one chance to organise our one-year anniversary party. This was your, you know, like, repenting of all the shit you've done this year.
Whoa.
I'm like, maybe he'll organise something great and it'll give me the confidence to keep him on for another year. But what you've done is you've found my greatest fear and orchestrated an entire party around it. Not only that, you're the only guest, which is just going to be a shit.
This is not fair that you're treating this like a test where you're going to decide based on my planning of the anniversary party whether I should remain as the other host.
I'm not treating this like a test, Tim. I'm treating this like a terrifying, like, really scary, kind of...
Exciting,
like,
isn't it?
Pant-pissing test.
Oh.
No, I don't like it, Tim.
Look at the Mona Lisa. What does it mean?
Tim, is this your ploy to, like,
dehumanise
me?
It's their ploy. They've ployed everything
turn me
in this
into
room.
A quivering wreck because is this your escape room? Is this your bedroom, Tim? Is this why there's that soiled mattress on the floor? That could be a clue.
Look, this ain't my room, baby. This is an escape room. We got escape.
Well, yeah, we are definitely in agreement about that.
All right. Well, what's that? Just look at the thing. Why has the chair got three legs? Well, what does that mean?
Three legs. Okay. What else has got three legs? Circus dog.
Old man with the walking stick.
Yeah.
Three-legged
chair. Three-legged chair.
That's
it. We solved it.
No, that is
can
what
we
it
get
is.
Out?
Hold on. That is what it is already, though.
Okay.
Three legs.
Legs.
Three legs. A fucking triathlon. That's got three legs. What do we do with that information now? We shout at the chair.
They'll let us out.
Triathlon.
Maybe they'll let us out. Maybe we have to do a triathlon. And that's why...
Chair, activate!
That's why we've got, like, a vase that we can piss in, so we've got enough water to make a pool
that
we swim through,
swim
and then we'll run
and then we...
around the room, and then we'll...
Well, that's the running.
There's an exercise bike!
Oh, shit! There is an exercise bike! Okay, you get on the bike.
Yep, okay, I'm going...
Oh, it's powering that light.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
It's
an ultraviolet light. It's powering something.
What's that on the wall?
Yeah, I'll turn the light off. Hang on. Keep going.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, the light's coming on. There's written something in ultraviolet light on the wall. Okay, it's a picture. It's a picture of a three-legged chair.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Okay. Oh, but it's got an arrow pointing at the underside of the chair.
At least I'm hyperventilating from exercise rather than fear now.
Yes, yeah, fitness, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, so the arrow's pointing at the underside of the chair. Look at the bottom of the three-legged chair. What does it say on the bottom of the real one? Is there anything there?
It says...
Are you off the bike?
Yeah, I'm off the bike. I'm off the bike. Let me just crawl.
You can pick the chair up, you know. It's really light. It's just
all right, I'll read it. It says, "Hello, boys."
That's us, we're boys.
We are boys.
Yeah.
It says, "Hello, boys."
How are you receiving that intonation from the way it's written down?
And then it tells us to get out.
Oh, I think I already knew that bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I knew we had to get out.
It does seem like a bit of a useless clue.
Is that definitely all it says? Does it mention Mona Lisa vase? Does it mention...
What if they mean get out like the film?
Hey, but we know movies.
We know movies. Have you brought us to a movies-themed Escape the Room?
It's possible that that's what's happened accidentally.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so Mona Lisa, Da Vinci Code...
Do you reckon Tom Hanks is in here?
What's all the... What connects Get Out and the Da Vinci Code?
Tom Hanks.
I don't think he's in Da Vinci Code.
Jordan Peele.
I don't think he's in Da Vinci Code.
Alison Williams. No, what's his name? From Happy Days directed both of them, I think. He was like the first
both of them.
White director to get nominated for an Oscar or something.
Ron Howard?
Yeah.
No, listen, you're right. He's one of the pioneers of white film culture... Ronald Howard, he's a white ginger boy, and he did all the Da Vinci Code and Get Out. What do we do now?
Yeah.
And have we done everything with that bike? Because it seems like That was a lot of things to do just to find the note underneath. I'll tell you
one interesting thing about the bike.
Please do.
Didn't have a seat.
Okay, did you just impale your asshole on a pole that was just there, or...?
No.
What was it then?
My gooch.
You impaled your gooch?
Yeah.
Okay. So you think that that's a clue, or it's just... Well,
can
just...
you pass me those bandages on the table over there?
Oh, I can't. It's behind a cage.
A cage?
There's a big cage.
Is that a clue?
Well, yeah, maybe that's... Maybe they knew you'd impale yourself on the bike, and we need the bandages.
If you open the cage... Wait, I just think
something written on the bandages.
Can you open the cage?
No, it's locked.
What? With what kind of lock?
It's just like a little padlock, but you need a key for it.
We need to find a key.
We need
a
key.
I'm bleeding out. Find the key.
Okay. So...
Where's the key?
Oh, God. Stop! Annie?
What if I never stop bleeding, Tim?
Well, you will, because you are not a haemophiliac, and eventually you will stop.
Yeah, but not without bandages.
Well, you've got trousers on, haven't you?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Do you want mine? I've got pants at
least. Yeah, kiddo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just take these off and...
All right, cool. I'll put them on. Okay.
There you go.
Ah, oh, these are far too big. Tim, I thought you said you were trying to lose weight.
Yeah, why do you think I'm trying to lose weight?
Because your trousers are too big.
Well, they fit me. They're not too big. They're too big for you.
Yeah.
Because you're a tiny little boy.
A tiny little boy.
Yeah, put them on.
I can't. I pull them all the way up and they come up to my chin.
This is better than you having an exposed bloody...
Tim, where's the key?
Bloody gauge. All right, okay. All right, look at... There's some portraits on the wall.
I think first we need to address...
Mm-hmm. Your wound.
We haven't got the bandages.
No, well, that's why I'm trying to work. So I shout at the chair again.
Yeah.
Activate! Any pranks on set? Pranks on seat.
Ah.
There's no seat. That's the prank. They took the seat.
Ah.
Oh, God.
I'm bleeding and it's so funny.
And it's a prank. Get it?
No.
Do you get it?
No, I don't.
Okay, I don't either.
Hang on. Wait.
What?
I feel something.
Where?
Hang on.
Yep.
And get...
Where? In your gooch? Oh. What are you doing?
It's a key.
In your gooch?
Yeah.
The bandages are unlocked.
The bandages are unlocked. I've got it. Right, I'm going to shove them up my gooch.
Okay. That doesn't really help us get out of the room, though.
Well, it does, because now I can think clearly.
We've only got half an hour left. We haven't got much longer. Clock's going down so quickly.
It really is.
They sped it up.
Maybe that's another prank.
Is that a clue?
Is it a prank or a clue?
Sped up time. Water. Okay. Let's find some pranks. What do we see? There's a soiled mattress.
There's a whoopee cushion.
What sort of prank is a soiled mattress? Oh, it's a number two. That's our first one.
How many numbers have we got to get?
Four. It's a four-digit padlock. That's obvious, isn't it?
Good. Whoopee cushion.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg. Oh.
Whoopi Goldberg. How old is Whoopi Goldberg?
Ah.
50s, probably. 50s. Or...
Yeah, 50s. Put on the padlock.
Two 50s.
50S. Is it alphanumeric?
Yes, but it doesn't have an S.
Ah, that's unfortunate. Because
it looks too much like a 5.
Yeah, so of course you can't.
Pointless. There's no I either.
No.
Or O.
Unless the 5 is an S. So we'll put in 2-S-O.
S-O-S.
Oh, I don't see any other pranks. Can we just send an S-O-S? Maybe that's what it's telling. Maybe it's telling us that there is no way to solve this. Or if we're stuck in here forever.
No, that can't be true. There is a way. There's got to be a way to solve this. Wait, hang on.
Well, neither have I.
Let me just check.
What if you can never get out?
I've got a walkie-talkie.
Tim.
Stop.
I'll
check with the guy.
What if you can never get out?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello?
Oh, wait, I haven't pressed the button yet.
Okay.
Hello, this is Tim.
Hi, Tim. I'm talking to the guy.
We are... I'm one of the two guys in the room.
We're stuck in the room!
No. He knows that. That's the purpose of the game. I just wondered if we can even get out ever.
Yeah,
I didn't know what you said.
I didn't get that at all.
Can you say that again, please? I'm really sorry, I can't hear what you're saying at all.
What did the guy say? Did he say there's any secret exits? Or
no,
I'm
listen.
Starting to sweat, Tim. It's dripping all over the floor. It's creating a pool for us.
Is this really why you're upset? Is this really what this is about?
Yeah, I'm claustrophobic, Tim. I have been ever since...
Ever since what?
Ever since Genevieve left.
You don't like being in rooms without Genevieve?
I don't like being in rooms without Genevieve.
And I'm not her.
No, I don't like being in rooms with boys.
But we're in room together.
That's why I need to get out.
Why does she
leave? I need to go find Genevieve.
Hey. Look, it's just you and me, okay, mate? There's no staff here. There's no Craig. There's no Meryl. There's no Paul. There's no guest. What happened with you and Genevieve, mate?
You happened, Tim.
No, listen. No, you were still together.
It was all your fault.
After the festival.
It was fine.
No, I haven't been in contact with her at all. I don't care what she says. I have not been speaking to her since the festival. What did she say was the reason that she's left?
She just said that, Andy, you've always got all of your own shit going on. Always about your own thing. You never listen to me. You never pay attention to me. You never, like, do anything for me. Mm. And I'm like, yeah.
Because
I've got to do everything for Tim.
So it is my fault.
So it's your fault.
Hmm. What do you do for me apart from record the podcast, manage general manager, host the podcast, put it up online, send out the links, write the description, make the picture, new one every time. Subtle differences, but it is a new one. Write the description again because it's spelling mistakes.
It's always wrong.
Title, change that. And then download it and listen to it 100 times yourself to up the listenership.
Yeah.
Apart from that, what else do you even do for me, Andy? I don't think you can claim that I'm the reason that Iz has broken up. Jesus, it's you.
The reason is because I'm doing all that shit for you the time. If I didn't, we wouldn't have a podcast.
I can do it.
Well, I mean, we may not have a podcast anymore because we're going to fucking die in here, Tim. We're going to fucking die in here. Tim,
no.
Don't make me bang my head against this wall until we get out. Because I will.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Watch this. Ah! I'm not going to do that.
You've got really pointy bones in your head.
Thank you.
Look, it's okay. I'm recording this on my phone for posterity. So if anyone finds our bodies after we're rotting and smelly, when we're trapped in here, if we do, we won't be. That's not going to happen because we escape. It's called an escape room. You're meant to escape.
So when we die, they're going to find the recording, and then everyone will find out. Like Craig will probably find the recording, and he'll put it on the podcast feed, and then people will find out I have a massive fucking hole in my gooch. That's going to be embarrassing.
But that's just true. I mean, that's nothing wrong with the truth being out there.
The truth is never out there. It's never been.
What are you, the opposite of Agent Thingy from X-Files?
10 seasons for us to realise there's nothing out there, Tim. I think now we can put that one to bed.
Soiled bed. Is that a clue?
Two.
We've done that already.
We have done that, yeah.
All right, what's the next thing? The whoopee cushion, what number is that? Whoopi Goldberg. 50s.
50s.
S.
SOS. Done that.
Okay, there's a sex swing in the corner. What's that?
Oh, 69. 69. No, you're right. That is fair.
That's from movies.
Yeah.
Remember? Bill and Ted.
Ah.
And there's two of them.
portmanteau of Bill and Ted is
bed. Soiled bed.
Two.
Again.
No, we've done that one. This is supposed to be a 4-digit code, right?
Yeah.
And how many have we got now? About 12?
Roughly.
Oh, shit.
Well, no, we've got 10 digits. We've got the 2. We've got the 50s. We've got the 69. Wait, let me just check. It's, hello, this is Tim. Well, I didn't even know what your name is, mate. What's your name?
Paul.
Did you hear that?
Frank. Cellophane.
Cellophane. Is it cellophane?
No, it's cellophane.
I didn't hear that either.
I think it's in.
Okay. Is it definitely...
Salad.
Hold on. Is it definitely a 4-digit code? Do we have to, like, truncate any of the other numbers to get into the code?
No, it's cellophane. To be honest with you, it's not...
I think he can't tell us. I think that'd be cheating.
Well, then we're never going
to
get out.
Well, we have to work it out ourselves.
How are we going to? Tim, you're thick as shit. I can't do everything myself. We'll find that out from the podcast. That's why I have to bring you in.
Oh, I'm so sorry that someone really clever like Genevieve isn't here. What would she do now? Why don't you just, you know...
What she would do, she'd give us 4 numbers. She'd go 2.
Yeah.
Because of the soiled bed.
Yeah.
She'd go 60s.
Because of Goldberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
I mean, triple eight is just a number 8 again.
Probably a 5. Try that.
We've tried that already. What would she do now?
She probably...
They're so much better than me. Because she's a woman, and I don't get claustrophobic when a woman in place. That was you.
Not just any woman. Your woman.
Well, no, she's not anymore, mate. I'm happy to concede.
She's not mine either.
No, but this is why you're upset, because she was. And she'd gone, baby.
You know what? Thinking about it, this room isn't any... fucking different to just sitting in my flat all alone.
Yeah, you want to escape that as well, don't you?
I might do, yeah.
Why did you put a padlock in your flat?
I don't know, and I didn't write down the code and I forgot it because I got drunk.
Do you think that's why you're actually claustrophobic? Because you got trapped in your flat for days.
What if the same code is the same one for this one? I tattooed it on my arm.
We're not going to get out.
Try it. Put this number down.
What is it?
1.
Yeah.
2.
Yeah.
5.
Yeah.
1. 9.
It's only a 4-digit lock.
You're right, this is my birthday. Shit! Tim, we're going to die in here.
We're going to die in here.
No, you're not supposed to say we're going to die in here.
What am I supposed to be?
You're supposed to tell me that we're not going
to
die in here.
I'm supposed to be your moral support
all the time. I'm the claustrophobic one.
I'm the going to die one.
Oh! Then we're both going to die.
Look, if one of us is going to stay in here, we both are. If we get the fucking door open, one of us is going to stay.
What about if you just stay and I'll leave?
Go on then.
Give me the code then.
I don't know the code! Oh.
Don't cry.
I'm trying not to. I don't want to get the water.
I'm already crying, and if we both cry, then we'll drown.
We're going to die in here.
I don't fucking die for it.
What's he saying?
I don't know.
Why do we get out?
What's happening?
You're gonna die. Oh. Why would you call it escape the room if you can't escape the room? They should call it can't escape the room, Tim.
Or a prison cell.
Are we in prison?
That's why you can't escape
room. Why did you do this, Tim? Why did you think a good year anniversary party would to be invite none of our employees,
you know,
and to have it in a prison cell, Tim?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
I didn't like it when you were with Genevieve. You spent all your time with her. She took up all of your spare time. We couldn't hang out outside of the podcast. I was like, where's my Andy?
I said my Andy.
Okay.
Mandy Moore, she's an actress.
And now she's gone.
Movies.
She's gone, and I wanted to just have you and me in a room. Just like the good old days.
Well, Tim, you should have said that. Have you not heard? I just said it.
I literally just said it.
You could have told me before. Tim.
Hold on,
I was with her for 10 years.
Revelating.
I had no idea you were upset about it.
I was really.
You said nothing. You should have said something.
I've been nice. I've been polite. We've already doing the podcast a year. I've just been trying to, you know.
So it's taken like being in this situation where we're gonna die. It's taken you death. To tell me this.
I just want my price back.
Maybe I should tell you some secrets of my own, seeing as this is the last time we're going to speak.
Yeah. What?
I kissed Craig. That's why she left me. I know he's your assistant. It's like taking someone from you all over again.
Well, what? When did you kiss him?
Well, this morning, last night.
When you left his apartment.
A week ago, flat. In the store cupboard. Meryl knows, she was emptying the bins when I was underneath the desk.
When did you last kiss him?
Like
this morning.
This morning, yeah.
Andy, I have something to tell you. I kissed Craig.
What? When? When did you do that? My Craig?
It's the same one. He's my assistant.
It doesn't make him your Craig. Doesn't make him a possession.
You just kissing said... Him oh, that him does. Well, then he is my Craig.
He's both...
Listen, I kissed him more recently because he actually drove us here. Silently, which is weird for him. And I give him a big smooch kiss.
So he's not my Craig anymore?
I'm worried that he's playing us off against each other.
So I've lost everything.
I think that he's maybe manipulating us and trying to get us... I mean, I've got to be honest, Andy.
Whose idea
I've orchestrated this, but it was Craig's idea to do the escape room.
What?
He said, oh, that'd be a nice idea. I did it for my last job and everyone was really good team building exercise. And we all had lots of fun. You get a stupid, shitty photo taken at the end.
How naive.
Some people pretend like they've contributed, but they actually do fuck all.
How naive. Tim, he's 18 years old. He's never had another job.
He's never had another relationship, as far as I know. He's so young and supple, though.
Now he's got two. He's so greedy. What are we going to do?
We have to get out of here, mate.
So we can...
punish him. Or... I don't want to die in here. I want to keep doing the podcast, Andy. I like it.
I've been
doing it for a whole year.
That's good.
That's impressive. I'm happy. I like it. It's a good podcast.
A few minutes ago.
Isn't it?
I didn't care because Genevieve had left. Craig has been fucking us around.
Fuck.
That guy on the walkie-talkie doesn't even have the good grace to speak the Queen's language.
Fuck you!
Oh, he's picked up a little bit. Probably his conversations with us that he's picked it up.
Yeah.
But now that you mentioned the podcast, we have been doing it for a year. Did you know what happens after you do something for a year?
You get a letter from the Queen.
No.
Okay. You get a new dog.
No.
Get a mug. Ceremonial.
No, you get a Queen's Jubilee mug with pictures of her dogs on it.
I was pretty close then, was I?
No, you were a million miles away.
Okay, I'm sorry. So you get a nice corgi mug.
Yeah.
It's a ceremonial celebration of you having done something for a year.
And I'm not about to die having never...
got that mug.
Had a cup of tea in that mug.
Ceremonial mug. Can we drink out both sides at the same time? Would that work?
Yes,
we're only going to get
can.
One mug, aren't we?
Of course we can.
Okay.
It's our mug.
And we'll let Craig watch and make him jealous.
Yeah. And then maybe we'll kiss.
Well, I don't...
And then maybe we'll... Maybe I'll slap you on the butt in the office.
I mean, I don't...
And then Craig will be livid. Can you imagine?
I don't want to discourage...
It'd be great.
If this is...
And then maybe one night after a
your motivation
wine,
for getting out we'll of the room.
Working late in the office. And I'll go, Tim, do you remember that great episode
I think
we
that,
did? And you'll go,
I
yeah.
I think that maybe
that
we should just focus
episode.
On...
And you'll put your hand on my knee.
No, listen.
And I'll put my hand on your hand that's on my knee. And I go, Tim, let's drink out of this mug together.
Yeah, we can
and
do that.
And then we'll slowly go around the sides of the mug.
Yeah, maybe.
Until we're
but that's... If that's your motivation for getting out of here, then I'll just say that will happen and that's fine.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get out of here.
How?
We got to solve the clues. We got a soiled bed.
That's number two.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg.
She was in the movie Corinna, Corinna. That's two Corinnas. Two.
Again.
Again. Two. There's the sex swing. 69. But that's two numbers. Two.
How many people need to have sex?
Two.
Wait. Give me the fucking... What was it again?
Two.
Well, hold on. Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Oh, forgotten.
Let me just try. Well, there's only 100 other combinations.
Two.
Yeah, it was two. And then what's the last one?
How many people have sex usually?
Two! Oh. Okay.
Yeah?
Oh! A diamond! Oh. We got it! Oh. We did it!
All right, let's open the door. Oh my God, Tim.
There's another door!
There's another door. Wait, it hasn't got a padlock on it. Let's go through!
There's no padlock on it.
Oh,
just open it and go through.
There's another door.
How many fucking doors? There's just a normal lock on this one.
Yeah.
We just got to find a key.
We're going to die.
Three doors?
There's too many doors. Call him up on the walkie-talkie.
And say what?
Ask him why there's three doors.
Why three doors? Hello?
He's gone.
Hello? We gotta get out. What are you, three doors?
I can't open three doors.
This isn't
bad. I can open one door, but not three doors.
Why three doors? And then we're gonna die.
We're gonna die.
We're gonna die.
Oh my God.
We're gonna die.
Oh my God. Tim, why does he sound like that?
He sounds like that when he's not talking, walkie-talkie. What's happening?
I don't know. Tim, we're free.
We did it.
We did it.
We solved the clues.
We solved the clues.
By crying. Oh my God.
We escaped the room.
Well done, Andy.
I'm so glad we didn't lose our cool.
Can we leave?
Well, yeah, we got to go.
Okay.
We got to do things.
Thanks, mate. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
So,
I feel pumped. I'm happy with that. That's good.
Should we get in the car?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Oh, Craig's going to be waiting in the car.
Craig drove us here. I forgot about that.
Okay, no, we've just got to face the music. Let's get in, okay? Hi, Craig.
Craig. That is your real name.
No, yeah, I think it's. I don't okay, think that's the point. Right. I think it's... All right, don't give us that lip. Jesus Christ.
We know. Look. We know what you've been doing, Craig.
Yeah, all right. We know this was your whole plan.
Oh, don't give us those lips either. You know how that...
Listen, we've been talking about you. We know what's happened. I remember now that it was your idea, Craig, to do this whole thing. And you're a fucking prick.
Yeah.
And, you know...
But we solved it.
We solved it. So actually, you couldn't break us apart.
Exactly.
And the podcast is going to keep going. And no, you can't get out of your internship contract that we don't pay you any money for if that was your plan all along.
Craig.
Give me that iPod, Craig. Give me the iPod. I don't have an iPod and you fucked us over, so give me
the iPod.
Craig,
give him the fucking iPod.
The iPod.
This is serious.
This is our 1 year anniversary, Andy.
Yeah.
Of the podcast.
Uh-huh.
It feels like a special occasion.
Right. What do we do on special occasions, Tim?
I think you know what we normally do.
I've got an idea.
Wait, so have I.
It's been 1 year since you looked at me, cocked your head to the side and said, hey, Andy, this year we could make for free a podcast together, record this, just you and me. 1 year in your living room with all this good content, what did I tell you? New today, we'd be sitting here, because we're the only two guys that still think we're funny.
Hold it, now there were some good bits. We showcased wits. You should have listened to Ben Thurston. The premiere is clues we set, although behind our ears are what we let the debut. You don't get a second first one. Holes to his Andy Fields, dry white wine. You're Ben's second time, because we know his good value. Jake Lambert's got the mad quips, we couldn't match wits, and Carly Holloway we Skype through. Need to leave a week or three, guess who we make up, legal rock and wife, it's probably not the last time. Sarah Bonetto, Ishan's Golden Globes, McKee's a Holland, Darren Coles and Jenny Collin, Cooper's ending back time.
How can we help it if we think it's funny to present a show of practice set inciting incidents? We're the kind of guys who laugh at a podcast, can't understand how it lasts well the years past, have a tendency to keep my mind well engaged.
I have a history of losing my shit.
It's been 1 year of a booking spree, Boston Comics to improv for no fee. Big names that we get for free. Aside from the rug burns on both my knees, we had Rob Tunstall's Boys to Men, Sutherland's Beaky Worst Wife of Gollum, Jeremy Flynn's Old Old Preacher Man, and then a Dirty Dancing remake thanks to Morgan. Did you pre-write your verses?
No. Did you?
No, of course I did.
This is pretty lucky. We managed to just do the chorus in unison as well.
Is it lucky or are you just
so insane?
Oh, shut up, Craig.
Shut up. Shabbity champagne, the champagne socialists. We got Laura Lesser, bring us out of a hiatus. Talking Titter Nice was such great fun with George Rigdon. I hope we get it for another one. Adam Waddell was Agent Orange. What rhymes with orange? Well, she brought us a new religion. Like Beck Hill, we make mad films. Can we make fake films? And the thing that just happened, we've had more guests and had reviews just like Alyssa. Let Matthew so give us fans, so you don't need to be so stingy. Like Russ and Josh's episode, you can't deliver. We got some good episodes. Like Brucey spiritually.
How can we help it if we think it's funny to present a show of pranks that said inciting incidents? We're the kind of guys who laugh at a podcast, can't understand how it lasts when years pass. Have a tendency to keep my mind well engaged.
I have a history of losing my shit.
It's been 1 year since number one. Dropping out since we're still not done. These days trying to improve. We just did just what we thought you wanted us to. 1 year of him and him. If you still don't know our names, we're Andy and Tim. This year has gone so fast, but we'll still be two guys making a podcast. Still be two guys making a podcast. Still be two guys making a podcast. Even if we're only making ourselves laugh.
Happy anniversary, mate.
Happy anniversary, Tim.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.